Good morning. Just a beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine, a nice breeze, and comfortable levels of humidity. Most places starting out in the high 50s and lower to middle 60s. High pressure is locked in along the eastern seaboard, and it will dominate the weather today, keeping us mostly sunny throughout the area. And most places will be in the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs, perhaps a touch cooler along the immediate eastern seaboard. That high will gradually give way and off the East Coast tonight, opening the door for some clouds to move in during the course of the overnight period, although it will stay dry, and overnight lows will be back down into the lower to middle 60s. Tomorrow, clouds will thicken during the morning, and some showers will move in by lunchtime, turning into a steadier rain by the drive home. That front will pass through during the evening hours and keep us cloudy overnight. High temperatures tomorrow will stay in the lower to middle 70s. Clouds will stick around into the early part of the day on Wednesday as that front will be slow to move out. However, I think we'll have more in the way of sunshine during the afternoon, especially in New York State, with the clouds hanging on a little bit deeper into the day across New England. Still, high temperatures will be in the middle to upper 70s. High pressure will build in behind the system for Thursday and Friday. Both days will feature mostly sunny skies and highs back up toward 80. And right now it looks like another ridge of high pressure will build in for the weekend. And with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southern Missouri, Arkansas, to eastern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas, and also a slight risk of severe storms from western Texas into northeastern New Mexico. Rich moisture will reside across the warm sector today south of the cold front, with dew points in the upper 60s to lower 70s. This, combined with surface heating and sharp cooling with height, will result in very strong instability. Despite the lack of stronger forcing aloft, a diffluent jet stream and convergence along the cold front will likely prove sufficient for thunderstorm development given the degree of destabilization. Shear will increase from west to east, which should promote mixed storm modes, multi-cell, supercells, and line segments. Damaging winds and very large hail will be the primary threats. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Carson, Colorado at 10:55 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Winnipeg, Canada at 10:54 p.m. on Saturday. There were 8 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Tower, Minnesota. The 88-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1978 by 3 degrees. There were 7 daily record lows. At Bourne, Texas, it was 47 degrees, and this is 5 degrees colder than the old record set in 1955. At Mount Washington this morning, 2 miles visibility in fog, 48 degrees, with a west wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 58, 78% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer on the rise at 30.18 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Vernon, Texas, to a low of 15 at Charleston, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 71, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.03 inches, that's 27 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 14.83 for the season, which is 1.25 inches below normal. There were 6 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 7, that's 17 below normal. And for the season, 85, which is 31 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 55. The record high, 94, set in 1947. And the record low, 36, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, warm today, and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the middle 80s. Increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs reaching the lower to middle 80s. Partly cloudy this evening with increasing clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds in the morning with showers moving in, then a steadier rain later in the afternoon, lower 70s, clouds to start the day Wednesday, then increasing sun, mid to upper 70s, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday with highs around 80, and a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.